We speak with James Pang from the University of Sydney. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Yes, you are one of the core members of the newly established Filipino International Student Council of New South Wales.
Yep.
Bukod sa iyo, sino pa yung mga kasama na core members ng Filipino International Student Council of NSW?
So currently, we have Ms. Sophie Andres from ACU and Ms. Yami Bautista from UTS.
So kayong tatlo lang ang pioneer, kumbaga.
Well, originally it was a big group, and then, you know, as months passed by, naging busy yung mga tao, and then recently the three of us and Ms. Marky Aniban from Wollongong, Mr. Morphy Dumlao from UNSW decided to let's just start everything and establish everything from the beginning. I mean, para masimula na lahat ng pwedeng gawin.
Start
ng
small.
Council. Yep.
Yeah. Kailan nagsimula yung, syempre, alam natin maraming mga Pilipino international student dito sa Australia, sa kabuuan. Pero dito sa New South Wales, wala talagang maayos o matatag na organization ng Filipino international students.
Yep.
Paano kayo nagsimula na magkakilala o mabuo?
Yeah. So it all started with the Philippine Consulate of Sydney. So last May 2015, I attended like a small meeting of Filipino students. So they invited several students. So they sent messages through the universities just to invite these students to gather them. And then from there, you know, Consul General Anne had this idea of why not form a council, you know, just to bring all these students together in a single organization. And then after that, they helped us, you know, work through everything. We built our constitution just for us, para meron kaming guide on what the council means and what the council must do. From that, we just push through with the core members, yeah.
Yeah. And this Saturday, the 28th of May, it will be officially be launched.
Yep, exactly. After almost a year. Yeah,
yeah.
After a year.
Saan at anong oras ito?
So it will happen on Saturday, May 28th at the Philippine Consulate of Sydney from 12 noon to 3 in the afternoon.
Sino-sino yung mga invited dito?
So what we did was to, each of the core members had their own like groups of Filipino students na kilala nila, and then from there we just sent all the invites and messages to all we know. I mean, from different schools, from different universities na nakilala namin, and then yun yung ginamit naming way just to invite people, and we created our own Facebook page for the event as well. Mm. And yep.
What's the name of the Facebook page?
So it's called the Filipino International Students Networking.
Yep. And you have invited not just the students from the universities. It's all for the Filipino international students, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And as your page says, it's Filipino International Students Networking. It's not just networking. Ano yung pinaka-aim ng pagkakaroon ng Filipino International Student Council of NSW?
Actually, because we wanted like an official organization, para at first we want a database para meron kaming, you know, a list of Filipino students in New South Wales. And the council aims for several events and activities that will harness the potential of the students to help the community. So we're aiming to do fundraising events, charitable works. And, you know, the more important thing is the organization was built to help fellow Filipino students who either want to study in Australia or who are already in Australia but struggling to cope with the culture of Australia. Mm-hmm. That's the main goal, just to help everyone else.
Yeah. So, hindi na mahirap ngayon para sa bagong dating na Filipino student na, uy, anong organization bang dapat kong salihan? Meron bang grupo ng mga Filipino international students dito?
Because we're all basing everything from experience. Like, I came to Australia without any family members. I only have friends here. So it was a difficult part of my life, especially the first few months, because I really don't know anyone else.
Mm.
So at least now, pag may bagong dating na Filipino, they can talk to the consulate office. The Philippine Consulate of Sydney knows that this organization exists.
Mm.
So they can forward these people to us and we can help them straight away.
Aside from the new or incoming Filipino international students, in-invite nyo din yung mga former international students, tama ba?
Yep, exactly. So the organization is not only open, or it's not only for the current students. It's open for anyone who is a Filipino who studied in Australia, kahit graduate na siya or hindi pa.
Eventually, does the Filipino International Student Council of NSW be part of the Council of International Students yep. Association of Australia? Yep. May plano bang ganun?
Yep, right from the beginning, the Philippine Consulate of Sydney has this vision of making the council official and join CISA, because we actually had talks with the former president and the current president of CISA, and they actually helped us draft our constitution on what must be done, what the council needs, para masatisfy din namin yung requirements nila for us to join that bigger organization.
Mm. And I think there is a conference of CISA coming up middle of this year. So makakasama na ba kayo doon?
Hopefully, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Because actually, the first time we heard about CISA, they actually talked to the Philippine Consulate of Sydney and they told them, we actually have organizations from Malaysia, Thailand, China. Apparently, walang Philippine organization. I mean, and then they want to see our presence in that organization as well. So hopefully we can join, if not this year, probably next year's convention of CISA.
Mm. Yeah, because I know in Queensland, there is a group of Filipino students, which is called the Phil Oz of UQ.
Yeah.
They are part of CISA. Like last year, they were at the conference. So for NSW, this is the first time.
Yep, this is the first time. Mm. And actually, there is also an existing Filipino students of Victoria.
Yes, that's right.
So parang nasan yung students ng New South Wales? I mean,
which is marami.
We have several institutions here and universities, pero walang any representation for us. Mm. So this will be a good start.
Yeah. And this Saturday is definitely a good day for Filipino international students to come together, know each other.
Exactly. Yep. So the goal of the event is to gather these people and let them know that the organization exists and will start doing events in the future.
Makikita na natin na mas magiging active yung mga Filipino international students dito sa New South Wales?
Hopefully, kasi ang goal din namin is to tap the, you know, tap their experiences and their thoughts and make them part of the organization para matulungan namin lahat ng, as much as possible, lahat ng Filipino students dito sa New South Wales.
Mm. Once again, James, invite our listeners, especially yung mga Filipino international students na nakikinig sa atin, to come and get to know the Filipino International Student Council of NSW.
Yep. So again, I'm James. I'm actually a PhD student at University of Sydney, and I'm inviting every single Filipino student here to join our event on Saturday, May 28th, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Philippine Consulate of Sydney. Join us and be part of this launching and meet fellow kababayans.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, James Pang ng University of Sydney.
Yep, thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.